Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am the host, Ms. Mendes, and tonight's episode will be about, are you self-sabotaging your dreams? Imagine living life as a child and having all these dreams you wish to come true as an adult. When you finally reach the age of adulthood, you realize the dreams you had as a child are no longer an integral part of your life. Therefore, you have other goals and aspirations you like to achieve. However, let us assume you have other shortcomings such as procrastination or future faking. Assume these bad habits develop throughout the years. As you might try to gain control of these bad habits and situations, you may often find yourself in a self-defeating mentality. As a result, it affects productivity and level of proficiency for you to achieve your goals or aspirations. If you can relate to any form of setbacks that are influenced by the bad habits and behaviors you believe to no avail, then listen to tonight's show on the Memoirs of Her and discover certain false beliefs and habits some people think of which can cause a setback, delays, and missed opportunities in their life due to acts of self-sabotaging behaviors or false beliefs. Okay. So with that being said, I wanted to share a quote that I read from an article that I feel like is very inspirational, and it's relative to what I just mentioned as far as you just imagining, you know, you going through being a child, having dreams and aspirations, but as an adult, your goals shift or change a little, right? But this particular quote is by Elizabeth Houghton. So I want all my listeners, ladies and gentlemen, to please listen to what I'm saying very carefully. And then we're going to go into the false beliefs that we have or narrative that we tell ourselves, you know, in order to withhold or following our dreams and just turning our dreams into actuality and into reality. Okay, so it goes like this. It's a little bit lengthy, but be patient and stay with me, okay? It says, you fear what others are going to say, and as a result of this unconscious act is keeping your big dreams quiet. You turn the big dreams into a smaller dream, and in the end, you just put your desire for success to one side altogether. Then days quickly become weeks, and weeks become years, and you still, deep down inside, you know you want something different, but yet you stop yourself from trying to succeed every single time. You have this nagging feeling inside of you of not feeling fulfilled. You are between a rock and a hard place, and you want your big dreams. You want success on your own terms, but your unconscious mind is stopping you, and you need to become the master of your mind. You need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable if you want to achieve your success. And once again, this was stated by Elizabeth Houghton. Okay, so basically what she's saying is that, you know, how we might have a dream or goal that we want to achieve, but because of what we care about, what other people say or think, or we telling ourselves this false narrative and having this false belief that we can't do it or it's impossible, you know, and the false beliefs that I'm going to list throughout the show, you know, it prevents you from actually, you know, going forth and taking action towards your dreams, you know. So this is what it basically, I feel like how I take the quote. And yes, I know a lot of times, you know, we get into this position to where we might see other people living out our dreams, whether we develop feelings of jealousy or we develop feelings of, you know, happiness to see someone else make it, even if we didn't make it, you know, but to see someone else doing what it is that we desire, you know, it could also lead into feelings depending on your relationship or how close you are to the person. It could lead to you vicariously living through the person because you feel that they're living out a dream that you once want prior in your lifetime before. So I feel like, you know, with Elizabeth Houghton quote, she just gives a detour of how, you know, we just push and suppress our dreams for other things in life because, you know, we have to deal with other situations and, you know, unexpected events in our life that sometimes our dream just become just a dream and that's that, not really a reality. Okay, so now I am going to move into the position of identifying some of those false beliefs that we may have and false narratives that we might tell ourselves. But before we even begin, I'm going to take a break. Okay, I am back. Alright, so false belief number one that we may tell ourselves in a false narrative is it's too challenging. Now the question is that you gotta ask yourself is what challenges are you facing to follow your dreams currently? Right? So like when you identify some of the excuses or some of the challenges that we just list that may be out of our control, that can give more context and perspective on what's preventing you from actually achieving your dreams. Like, for example, some of the excuses or some of the challenges may be what I'm about to list right now. Like, for example, some people might feel like they don't have enough skills or talent, not enough money or time, and then the lack of education or not enough network, meaning not having all of the connects to other people that may be successful, that may be in the field that you are pursuing, or having limited resources, right? So now those are just the minute excuses and reasoning as to why it's challenging to actually follow your dreams, per se, right? So when it comes down to feeling as though you don't have enough skills or talent, what I must say is that you can have a skill, but you don't have to be talented. Okay, people that are talented has an innate gift in them to where, you know, it's nothing for them to actually perform. But people who are developing a skill, it takes practice, it takes dedication, it takes that ambition to develop that skill as though it's a muscle that you're building up. Okay, so whether you have a talent, whether you have the skill, you know, it still is going to take a lot of patience. Whether you're developing a skill or you are allowing yourself to perform your talent and be of service to other people. Okay, so not enough time or money. Now, I understand that in some cases that it could be a little bit difficult because we live in our daily lives, you know, when unexpected events happen to us, you know, we have to deal with a lot of things such as our mental health, you know, taking care of our health and things of that sort and dealing with family, friends, you know, working. All of those things are part of life and that's going to continuously be even before and after we are here. But as long as we are existing here, You know, even though not having enough time or money can be monetary, but if you have the will and you have enough drive and ambition to make your dreams a reality, you will find the time and you will find the money. Trust me, believe you me. Now, when it comes down to the money aspect, you must understand that if you are good at what you do, whether you are talented by birth or just have a skill that people enjoy and people love, and you are a service of other people, just know that there are people that will sponsor you. There are people that will want more of what you're putting out because either they enjoy it or they like how you're improving their life with whatever it is that you're doing, right? So that's something to think about when it comes down to making the time and the money. You will find it when you really put your mind and your heart to following out your dreams and what it is that you need to do. Now, this whole notation of lack of education, some of the people that are wealthy today did not have education. They did not go to an institution such as a college to develop a skill as far as a profession and things of that sort, but because they had talent, innate gifts, they are well off and wealthy because they are either in the entertainment industry or the professional industry, and it's something that they just do good, you know. But for those who are in a working class and those who value education, you know, at the end of the day, if you feel that you don't have enough money, there are sponsors, people, once again, that will, there are sponsorships that you can apply for that will help you to get through college and things of that sort, especially if you have a certain type of GPA, such as a 3.9 or 4.0. You know, there are sponsorships that are out there to help get you through school, you know, as long as you have that drive to get to where you need to be as far as your status education wise. Now, for those who don't have a desire to go for an institution and it's just something that they want to self-teach themselves and is doable, then by all means, you can develop the knowledge. You can develop the wisdom to, in order to educate yourself on what it is that you want to be a profession at. You may not have the proper logistics on how to do certain things, but at the end of the day, because you know how to perform and deliver, it's a good thing. It may not be structured because you may not have a structured education, but because you self-teach yourself and because you take in the, you put in the hours, you put in the work to become better at what it is that you do, that is more than enough. When you educate yourself and self-teach yourself, you become skilled at it to where you could do it in your sleep, you know. So that's what I mean as far as that. And then not having enough network, this is where you have to evaluate, are you stuck in your comfort zone? And if you are stuck in your comfort zone, you need to make the decision to come out of your comfort zone and start putting yourself in environments to where people who are successful, people that can teach you something, and people that are in the field that you want to learn more of, or if you want to be as far as profession wise, and you network with those people. And some of those platforms on social media is LinkedIn or Facebook, just, you know, where you could join a group on Facebook, or LinkedIn is where you can meet other people with certain types of professions in the field that is of interest. But it's going to take time for you to build up your profile and things of that sort to be able to seek out these people. And don't be afraid, because everything takes is a process. You know, you may not be the best, you may not be all perfect, but because you are out there, that is taking one step. And then you can work on your profile as you build yourself up, you build your knowledge and things of that sort. Okay, and then limited resources. Now, let's say, for example, you wanted to have a business or something like that, and you know, you have a talent and you know that you could be self-employed. You don't have to really work for anybody. But having a business is like taking a big step, because that means that you have to learn how to take taxes out of your business once you, you know, you trademark it. Trademark protects your name, your business. Once you get any patent, whatever it is that you need to protect your ideas, your property, whatever it is that you built, you're protecting it. Then when you get you an LLC, depending on what type of LLC that you choose to get, that is you putting yourself in a position to where you can be open to other resources. So once you have that, make those two steps, you know, as far as protecting your property or your business name or whatever the case might be, you get you an LLC to start your business to where you can start a business line of credit and get, you know, get yourself into other resources that can help build up your business from the ground up. Okay, so it's not that you're limited, it's just that people perish because of lack of knowledge. And this is why you have to have the drive, the energy to push yourself, to want to educate yourself, to be knowledgeable about what it is that you want to achieve. Okay, sometimes it takes a lot of work, and sometimes you're gonna trip and fall, you're gonna make mistakes, but at the end of the day, in those trips and falls, you're gonna eventually learn how to walk like a model. Okay, because you have to always keep in mind that before anybody started anything, metaphorically, before you even knew how to walk, you first crawled. Okay, and the whole way of the process goes that you have to crawl before you walk, and walk before you're able to run. And when you learn how to run, eventually you will fly and be able to soar and be excel at whatever it is that you're doing, as long as you don't give up and you take the first step. Because if you take the first step, doesn't matter if you end up late in life achieving what it is that you want, you still did it. And then if you give up, then you will never know if you were able to obtain what it is that you set out to do. This is why you should never start something and not finish it. Okay? So this is why you either have regret, either of the two. If you don't start and if you give up, you're going to have a huge major regret either way. Okay? So if you take the first step, you keep going. You keep going, and every time you achieve each milestone, just know that there's other milestones that you have to achieve in order to be successful in life. You don't just end there. You have to keep going, okay? Even if it's down a different path, you have to keep going to achieve the things that you want to achieve in life, okay? So to overcome these challenges that I listed before, you might have to ask yourself, what small steps can I realistically take towards my dreams or goals? And once you sit down and you reflect on that question and you ask yourself that question, you'll think of that first step and you'll be like, okay, it doesn't matter how small it is. Even if you put in 30 minutes of time out of your lunch break or whatever the case might be, or just 30 minutes of your time when you come home and you dedicate in that 30 minutes or hour to your craft or whatever it is that you practice in, you're going to get better. Trust me, believe you me, you will get better. And as they always say, where there is a will, there is a way. Okay? Now, the second false belief that most people have is success is a hit or miss opportunity. That may be true, and it is true, but the question that you have to ask yourself, are you put in a position where you can take the opportunity, meaning are you ready to take it, or are you working towards it, working towards your craft or your skill or talent to build up to an opportunity, okay? So the question is in whole, are you put in a position where you can take the opportunity or build up to an opportunity, meaning that you building up yourself, you doing everything that you need to do, and you eventually know that as you keep knocking on doors, eventually one of them are going to answer and give you the opportunity because you prepared yourself for it, you ready for it. Okay, that's what I mean by the question. Okay, but the reason why some people have this false narrative and belief of success being a hit or miss opportunity is because they lack the patience. They're not quite prepared or ready to seize the moment. Lack of consistency and not practicing but to become better at their craft or skill that they set out to do. And then lastly, procrastination by default, meaning they don't even have no ambitions or drive or even trying to start on a goal or on their dreams. So it's like they slacken or just don't start at all. And this can be a hindrance to the success of a person being a hit or miss because they're not even trying. Okay, so in order to overcome these setbacks, you have to ask yourself, would you rather get yourself to the destination late or never arrive at all? Okay, so I encourage you with this quote is to keep your hopes and dreams alive in your heart. So for example, if you have a dream, okay, you have to cultivate that dream as though it's like you nurturing a baby in your womb. Okay, and you know how when a mother is carrying a baby, she feeds the baby through her umbilical cord and she can talk to that baby, and it takes a lot of strength for her to be able to hold that baby up in her womb, just her womb alone. So just the fact of the matter of just metaphorically using that, like, you know, a woman nurturing and taking care of a baby and then having to birth that baby out, that's how you have to look at your dreams. And for the men, you know, I understand that you may not be able to relate to that whole process, but you can understand it to a degree. But think about a butterfly. Before a butterfly ever became a butterfly, it has to be a caterpillar first, or just this little maggot first, and then it becomes a caterpillar, then into a butterfly, right? So it just goes back to patience and process and progress in life, okay, is what I'm basically saying. So that's something to keep in mind. And like I said, keep your hopes and dreams alive in your heart, okay? And as they always say, don't tell anybody about your dreams or your goals unless you actually achieved it, because other people might be a hindrance to your goals and dreams and aspirations if you allow them. But some people might sabotage you along the way. So that's why sometimes you got to keep quiet while you're in the process and progress of you being able to fulfill your dreams and aspirations and things like that. Sometimes you got to talk about it after you have achieved that milestone or that dream and things of that sort. Okay. Then false belief number three that most people have is having this notation that when they do come out or they do something, that they have to have this overnight fame or versus immediate failure. So what I mean by that is that, you know how some people come up in the making, let's use rappers for example, like a new rapper come out and they make it big, they got one hit song, and now it's like they got this overnight success and make this hit or whatever, and then it's like, could they keep the momentum, you know? And you know, based off of the songs that they produce and they put out, that's what would determine their level of fame, right? And how much they will get, right? So that's just given a hypothetical versus immediate failure. For example, a rapper makes one hit song, but then you never hear about them ever again. Okay, so that's just give a hypothetical, right? But some questions that you might want to be able to ask yourself are, what are your expectations for being or becoming successful, and is it realistic? Okay, some people might have false hope and pride about, you know, their dreams and aspirations, meaning, you know, this is kind of like associated with future faking. Like some people might say, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to go get my diploma, or I'm going to go get that car, and I'm going to go do this eventually. I'm going to do that by next year. Next year come, nothing happens. Oh yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, yeah, I did this before. I did that. Like people just bragging and talking and la-di-da-di, whatever the case might be, right? That's false hope and false pride that the person has. And then you might have people that have a fraction of the success that they achieve, meaning they start stuff and don't finish it, meaning they could get as far as they can in their craft or skill or talent, and then they just stop for whatever reason. Okay, like that's like equivalent to immediate failure. And then aiming to be popular but not proficient in the skill or talent. Okay, so how that looks is like, okay, yeah, they trying to gain the popularity, but they not really, you know, taking the time and the effort into actually being skilled and talented at what it is that they actually are doing, you know. And, you know, when you're not realistic about your goals, your priorities, and where you want to go in life as far as your skills and developing your skills and everything, you know, sometimes it can be somewhat of a hindrance in the long run. So, for example, I'm just using Rihanna as an example. I love Rihanna. I love her songs because she always have like a good vibe to her, because she always have this intertwine in as far as with her culture, her personality. She can mesh it all in. But truthfully, she knows that, or some people might say she doesn't really know how to sing, right? But from my perspective, it feel like even with her tone, her voice, and how she performs, it puts her in a position where she has become popular over the years just based off of how she performed and how she just gave a good vibe to other people, how she was iconic with her beauty just in general, and just how she, you know, conducted herself in the music industry. But she knew that that wasn't going to be all, which is why she got into Fenty, and she's into the makeup business, and she's actually a businesswoman. She had other goals and aspirations because she knew that singing was probably not really her craft or her talent that she did, even though she practiced over the years and everything, or whatever the case might be. But she eventually knew that she wanted to settle down, have a family, and to be a businesswoman eventually, which she did, and she scored very well. But I know that, you know, even in her popularity, she just didn't want to be someone who known in a certain period of time and then fade out. But so she knew that she had to do something to continue on, you know, as a iconic, skillful person that's popular and things of that sort. Okay, so yes, I'm just using Rihanna as an example, and I know that her aim wasn't to just be popular, but she started out good in that pop culture when she came out and became iconic because of how she grew into the music industry, and people admired and adored it, the music that she was putting out, okay, whether she knew how to sing or not. Okay, so she didn't just aim for that. She aimed for a position to be iconic, and that's what she has. And she learned and grew into a businesswoman eventually. Okay, so it's the same thing like with Jay-Z. Jay-Z used to rap at some point in time, but he knew that it was gonna end eventually. It's not that he can't rap, because I feel like Jay-Z is very talented as far as with his rap and everything, or whatever, putting the lyrics and stuff together. He's very talented when it comes down to that. So there's a difference between being skilled and talented, and he's one talented person, but he know that wasn't going to get him all the way. He had to get into other businesses and other avenues for to be a successful person and to maintain and attain that wealth. Okay, so yeah. So making a living is a failure if no one know you. So for example, some people might feel that that's equivalent to them being having a media failure because nobody knows them. But they could have a good talent and they could have a good skill, but they hide it because they feel like, hey, nobody knows me, little old me. This false narrative. And it's not just about that. It's just a matter of meeting the right people, putting yourself in certain positions to where you can have some type of exposure, to where people can notice you. And sometimes you got to do something that you never did in order to get something that you never had. For those people who feel that, oh, hey, I'm just little old me, you know, and you could either sing, you could either paint or something or whatever, you just talented, but because you think less of yourself, you know, you think that you're automatically gonna fail at it, and that's not always factual. Okay, so making a living is not failure. Whether you are working and you are still trying to build your business on the side or whatever the case might be, it's not failure because no one know you. Eventually you have to keep going. People didn't take off in their craft or their skill or their business until 10 years later. You know, it's not gonna always be an overnight success. As long as you keep hope alive, not false hope, but hope alive, and you keep going, you keep learning, and you keep growing, things will get better. Okay, it doesn't matter if you have a regular job and still working on your own business or craft on the side. Okay, and another false belief that some people have is having a great time and doing what they love and loving what they do might seem like a failure. Meaning, if it's not bringing in money, but other people are enjoying it, some people might look at it as failure. But at the same time, a person is enjoying what they're doing, right? So, my thing is this. You overcome these false beliefs by acknowledging, according to Peter Banerjee, you might never become a New York Times bestseller or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but does that mean that any achievement short of those goals is a waste of your time? That's what you need to ask yourself. And that's by Peter Banerjee. Okay? Is it a waste of time? No, it's not. Because at the end of the day, doesn't matter how your story goes, just know that it's a good ending based off of how much effort and energy you put into your dreams and aspirations. Other people ain't gotta acknowledge it, but as long as you do, that's all that matters. Okay? And then the false belief number four that other people have is it's too late. It's too late? What? It's too late? Going back to that quote, would you rather achieve your dreams late or not arrive at all as far as destination? And this goes with that question. When you're going, oh, it's too late. No. Do you feel like too much time has passed? You have to ask yourself. And the opportunity to pursue your dreams are far-fetched. Do you feel that way? You gotta reflect on that question, right? Now, considering the age of becoming famous and financially rich is usually between the ages of 13 and 25 years old, right? That's the practical, right? But success doesn't have a time. Success doesn't have an age. Success doesn't have a structured manual other than you just put in the effort, the time, and you putting out, performing and progressing. And is what you put out at the end of the day that people can evaluate and enjoy. Then you got to think about when you keep thinking about, is it too late, right? Is it because of the time? Is it because of your circumstance? And setbacks being of the essence, meaning, you know, some mothers, some fathers may have a dream, and then let's say, you know, life's circumstances change, where a baby may be in addition to the family, or job loss or something or whatever, and then it's like your dreams become of the wayside. You know, so when it comes down to time, the circumstances and setbacks being of the essence, you got to reevaluate your chances and your opportunities in life and be able to reassess some things. Even if it's a setback, you want to be able to always make a plan to come back to it. And based off of how the time frame you choose to come back to it and you do follow through, time has nothing to do with you being late or on time or whatever the case might be, as long as you just started. That's all that matters. Okay? And then when we move along to life will constantly happen to you. That's what you gotta understand. But it's how you choose to live it is within your power. Okay? So when you plan and you prepare on reaching your goals or aspirations in life, it's all up to you. I know that some circumstances may be out of your control, but your dream and you being able to cultivate it and you being able to plan is not out of your control. Because once you keep things, you know, keep hope alive and you keep working at it, eventually you're going to achieve your goals. Okay? And then lastly, it's allow every minute to count towards your purpose in life. Always do that. Okay? When you allow every minute to count, towards your purpose in life, that's where you determine, are you existing or are you living with a purpose? And if you discover what you are living for with the purpose, then you keep at it versus people that just live to exist and just contribute to the universe and the cycle of, you know, going to work, coming home, taking care of family. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but people, you know, have an infinite process of always, you know, having that cycle that's gonna always happen. It happened before we were born, after, during, you know, that cycle is infinite versus people that's living with a purpose that's gonna make an impact and change the world. Okay, and then when we move along to false belief number 5, this most people will say it's out of my comfort zone, it's too risky. Why is it too risky? Why is it out of your comfort zone? Why do you care? Now, some of the things or reason and why people might care is because they have to do something they never did before in order to receive something they never had before, and people don't like that. Some people don't like change. Sometimes it just might take a shift or change in the process of how you do things in order to get something that you never received before to achieve that breakthrough in life. Okay, and then sometimes coming out of your comfort zone leads to more opportunities as well. Sometimes people have things so faced, like, you know, have life so faced up, so close and face up to the, like, okay, give me a second. People have situations so close up to their face that they don't have the opportunity to see the big picture. So sometimes when you take that circumstances or those situations and you push it back, you'll be able to see the whole big picture versus it being up close and you can only see one thing and sometimes in blurred vision. Okay, so when you push it back, you can see everything very clearly and you can see a big picture. So sometimes people got to learn to do that when coming out of their comfort zone. Okay, and then sometimes taking a risk can open up the doors to many possibilities as well. Okay, sometimes you got to take a chance on yourself in order for other people to take a chance on you. Okay, and then lastly, as I said before, take a chance on you and learn to invest in your well-being. Okay, and you becoming successful in life. And do not give up on your dreams and your aspirations. And don't even try to self-sabotage. Don't do it. Okay? So before I end out on the show, some of the questions that you might want to ask yourself, you want to be able to get a pen and paper so you can write down some of these questions to, you know, ask yourself and just go through a self-reflection. Okay, so this is in regards to, are you self-sabotaging your dreams and you being able to evaluate whether you are or not. Okay, so the first question is, if you think you self-sabotage, ask yourself these questions. Is your behavior aligned with your goals? Okay, the second, if not, what is stopping you from taking action to make your dreams come true? Okay, and then the next question is your behavior aligned with values that you currently believe in? Okay, and if not, what is stopping you from taking action that align with these values? Okay, and then when you go a little step deeper, you have to ask yourself, do you feel uneasiness or discomfort when you progress in life? And if the answer is yes, then you need to dig a little bit deeper to find what is it that's causing you to feel uneasy or discomfort with following out your dreams. And if it's what you care about, what other people say or think, you got to get out of that. You got to work on trying to overcome what other people think or say about you, because at the end of the day, when you think someone is talking about you, they're not even thinking about you. Okay, so you have every opportunity to follow your dreams and your goals. And the next question you want to be able to ask yourself is this discomfort based on what others told you that limited your aspirations? And then another one is this discomfort based on a fear of failure and worry about you looking foolish? Is there this uneasiness based on fear of success, or are you concerned with achieving more than you thought possible? And then lastly, the last question is, if you do better or achieve more, do you believe success is more than you deserve? Okay, this is where the imposter syndrome comes from. So you need to ask yourself these questions, which was generated by Elizabeth Hawkington. She's the one who came up with these questions in her article. Okay, so I got to give credit to where credit is due. That being said, I thank you all for listening to the Memoirs of Her podcast, and I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. Bye-bye.